Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's July 2013. The National Flood Insurance Program helps the federal government limit the damage and financial impact of floods. The government subsidizes some flood insurance policies, but is reducing the number of subsidized policies to potentially help improve the program's financial stability. A team led by Alicia Puente-Cackley, a director in GAO's Financial Markets and Community Investment Team, recently examined flood insurance subsidies. GAO's Sarah Kaczmarek sat down with Alicia to talk about what they found.
FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program is on GAO's high-risk list. What does this mean for the program?
GAO's placed the flood insurance program on the high-risk list for a number of reasons. First, it's indebted to the Treasury for over $24 billion. It also has the potential to incur losses in the future in the case of future flood events. On top of that, we've identified a number of operational and management challenges within the Federal Emergency Management Agency that will have to be dealt with.
Now, for someone who has flood insurance, what does it mean to have a subsidized rate versus a full risk rate?
So someone who's paying a subsidized rate for flood insurance may be paying only about 40 to 45% of a full risk rate. So their premium isn't based on the true full risk of actual flooding of their property.
And what are some of the key challenges with the National Flood Insurance Program?
One of the key challenges that we've identified in this report is FEMA's inability to determine a property's actual flood risk, and therefore its inability to determine an appropriate full insurance risk premium to charge a policyholder. As a result, some policyholders may be paying too much and others may be paying too little, even when they're paying a full risk premium.
Given that, what's GAO recommending FEMA do to address these challenges?
GAO has recommended that FEMA develop and implement a plan, including a timeline, to obtain the needed information about the relative risk of flooding and property elevations for policyholders who are no longer going to be charged subsidized rates.
Finally, for taxpayers concerned about residential flood insurance, what's the bottom line here?
The bottom line is that the financial reforms included in the Biggert Waters Flood Insurance Reform Act could go a long way toward reducing financial exposure to the taxpayers created by this program. But those reforms are going to be phased in over time, and in order to be fully effective, FEMA has to implement them well.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.